no motion.
I move House Rule, the amendments to House Rule 930. I move the amendments right here.
Right. House Rule 930.
Right.
Be adopted?
Yeah. And I call the question.
Representative, I don't think you can do both at the same time.
Representative Greenlick moves the proposed amendments to House Rules 9.30. Janet, will you read what those amendments do?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the amendments would prohibit for the remainder of the legislative session a motion to withdraw a measure from committee by a vote of the membership. The existing language in 930 would be reinstated according to this upon signee die and shall revert to the language adopted January
10, 2005.
Did you want to discuss this? Or?
I have a quick question for Janet. Mm-hmm. The striking of this language, everything underlined then becomes new.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the motion is to amend House Rules 9.30 with the before you amendment stating withdrawing a measure from committee is prohibited. No measure from a committee shall be allowed for the remainder of the regular session of the 73rd Legislative Assembly upon signing that House Rule 9.30 shall revert to the language adopted January 10, 2005. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Representative Marks, did you have a discussion?
Yes. The proposed rule revision eliminates the ability to withdraw bills from committee, flies in the face of recognized will parliamentary law and the will of the majority. And if you look at Mason's Manual 491, it clearly states when a legislative body wishes to withdraw bills from committee, it has that right. This is a tyranny move, and I would oppose such a move. And this is not appropriate to do this.
Thank you, Representative March. Representative Greenlee, did you have a discussion?
Yes, please. I think this is an absolute outrage at this point. I mean, this is just a pure affront to the will of the majority. We're in the last day of the session. There's not going to be any more of these called out. And the fact is that until this session, it required 40 votes to change this, not 31, a supermajority, because it's a very basic right in terms of not only the will of the minority and the protection of minority rights, but basically the will of the majority. This stops the majority from bringing out bills out of a committee. As it stands right now, the leadership of the House has absolute ability to stop anything. I mean, that means it takes one vote or two votes to stop anything from happening in any committee. That just is bad enough. But not then to allow our ability to see whether the will of the House is to pull something out of a committee, it just seems to me to be, at this late stage in the process, an affront both to the minority and the majority.
I move the previous question.
Representative March moves the previous question. Okay, committee will stand at ease. You've already had discussion and
Previous questions been moved.
I would withdraw my motion for previous question if Representative Dalto would like to put something on the record.
I would ask that if the previous question is going to be withdrawn, that it not be implemented after Representative Dalto is done speaking.
Okay.
Thank you. I just wanted to note my...
Representative Dalto, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to note my concern about this rule change, which will explain why it's taken me a few moments to get down here, but I'm sorry that I had to come to this. But that's my concern.
Any other discussion? Seeing none. Kelly?
Representative
Felton? Aye.
Representative Farr? Aye.
Representative Greenman?
No.
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 Aye.
Chair votes aye. The proposed amendments to House Rules 9.30 are declared passed. Committee is adjourned.